Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you, kiddo. And are you saying that to all of our listeners?
Merry Christmas!
Listeners? No? No. So Christmas, it's Christmas time again.
Yeah. Merry Christmas!
What is your favorite part of Christmas?
The presents.
The presents? What are you hoping to get this year for a present?
I don't know. What I want is that schminke.
Schminke.
That I got.
Like the makeup?
Yeah, where you can draw on your face. And, yeah.
The stuff you can draw on the face with, right?
Yeah. Like
face paint?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see. Maybe Santa Claus or Weihnachtsmann will bring that. So what do we do on Christmas? On Christmas, Christmas Eve over here is kind of the big day. In North America, mostly Christmas Day. But here on Christmas Eve, we get up early, and then where do we go?
In town, and then we go in town and meet our friends and have a Christmas morning, and then we go
in the Marktplatz, and all the kids run around and have fun.
Yeah,
all and the adults say Merry Christmas and have a pretzel and a coffee.
And then we go home again and put the decorations on the Christmas tree, and then we go to my opa and their uncle and
yeah, we go over, all the relatives come over we go to your oma and opa's house, and their mom is there. Your oma, your great grandma is there too. And we and aunts and uncles, and we have a nice dinner. And then after dinner, who comes to the house?
Weihnachtsmann.
And
then we
open
the present that he brought, and we always get other stuff.
Right, and so then we open those presents, and then we stay for a little bit, and we go home. And what do we leave out when we get home by the fireplace?
Cookies.
And for who?
For Santa Claus.
So Weihnachtsmann comes one night, and then that night later, Santa Claus comes and drops off a bunch of presents. And what does he fill up?
The stockings.
Fills up your stockings.
And he eats the cookies.
Yeah.
And
then we wake up.
He eats the cookies and the carrots.
That's for the reindeer, right?
The carrots are for the reindeer.
And so then we go, and then we wake up in the morning and open those presents and open our stockings, and then just have a nice big pancake breakfast, right? And that's it. That's our Christmas day.
Done.
You're all done?
Frohe Weihnachten. Ich wünsche Ihnen viele tolle Geschenke.
All right.
We never did that.
Did what?
We never counted down. That's it's 100% on you.
I will mail it. I'll email it to you, the countdown. 100%.
I don't believe you. I'm better than that.
Here we are. Here we are. You know, if it makes you feel better, that was a terrible episode so far. We're already starting. We are out of time, so we're starting now. This will be in the episode.
Let's see if the listeners can do the math on my extreme level of upsettedness. Is that a word? Upsettedness?
Obsession.
Obsession.
It sounds a lot like obsession, but it's obsession.
Yes. We just did 30 minutes of...
I did 30 minutes.
Well, yeah, you have your side, so
yeah,
that's
that
good.
Record. I hit record.
Of podcast gold, like Christmas episode gold.
Right.
And unfortunately, I don't know, that's probably the third time I've done this. Not in the last year, but third time
in seven
ever.
Years.
I think Yeah, second time this year, though, I think.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So I've had a little bit of a bad run this year of not hitting the record part, which is kind of important in podcasting.
Yes.
For those keeping track at home.
At this point, what I'm considering is just sending you my half.
And then, I'll just try to fill it in.
Just listen and fill it in. Like, just lip sync it. Not lip sync it, but like you're going to essentially do ADR and just fill in your side of what the stories you were telling.
Right.
It'll take some time, but at least I'll be done.
I feel like we can really do a tight 30 now that we've got a bit of a framework. A tight 30. Because I feel like we could have cleaned up a few things. So was like a dress rehearsal. The Christmas episode. Who had a thought that the Christmas episode needed a dress rehearsal?
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't at all. Okay. Yeah, it all didn't. Right. So you would ask me, where do we start? We were ripping on something. I'm sure we were hilarious, too. I think I made you laugh out loud at least four times.
Yeah, in the first 8 minutes.
Yeah. So that stings.
How about we just tell the listeners that this is not going to be much about photography. Let's do that part.
I think they figured that out by now. This is our seventh Christmas special.
Seven and a half, because we just did
seven,
a half of
yeah,
one.
7.5, 7.5. They do comma shift. You know, they don't do three point five. They'll do 3.5 here in Germany.
Okay.
Which is weird. It's a little thing you didn't need to know, but now you know.
Okay, great.
So this is the Christmas episode, so we will talk nothing to do with photos.
Maybe.
Well, a little bit. There's going to be a little bit, spoiler alert, if we go down that same path, which I think we are going to at this point, and quickly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I actually made a list of things to talk about.
Right.
That we can blow through quickly and then get on to your questions, and I'm happy to answer your questions again, now that I know what they are.
Now that you might even know the answers.
Yeah. Even so, I'm not sure. So, in the past, we've discussed the best Christmas album, correct?
Like in terms of musical albums.
Yeah, not playlists, because Spotify, Apple Music, you have nothing but playlists now. Like, you want to play the holidays, which I kind of appreciate. You can just, you know, click on a holiday playlist. But have we talked about the best album, like start to finish album?
I don't think so. Or maybe we have, but I wasn't paying attention.
I'm going to give it to you. There's a bunch. There's a lot of stuff that you can listen to. Anne Murray, of course. John Denver Christmas, pretty good.
Hey, do you know that Anne Murray's son went to my high school?
Really?
Yeah. I believe his name is Will. Will Murray.
Will Murray.
Yeah.
Should I one-up you?
Go for it.
Phil Collins' daughter went to my high school.
Ooh,
for real.
Yeah, that's tight.
That is tight. But he's not Canadian, he's British though. So I think you take it. You take the snowbird.
Sweet.
You got it. Yeah. And my that's actually a true story, by the way.
Same with mine.
Yeah, well yours I believe. But mine seems a little outlandish. Why would I go to school with we were not friends because obviously she was Phil Collins' daughter, and my dad was slightly less cool, and that's how it works. No, the answer to the best Christmas album is the Christmas Gift from Phil Spector.
Okay,
I want you to check it out on it's going to be on whatever streaming service
Apple,
you use.
I have the Apple one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on there. The wife from Lethal Weapon, the Lethal Weapon movies. Murtaugh's wife, Mrs. Murtaugh,
okay,
has a couple of songs. She was a singer long before she was a movie mom.
Okay,
so she's on there a couple of songs. It's a big Motown kind of thing. The Ronettes are on there. Fantastic album.
Okay, so give us the title again.
I think it's called A Christmas Gift from Phil Spector. The one track you can skip is the one where Phil Spector actually wishes you a Merry Christmas. It's creepy, and considering he shot that lady. But besides that, skip that one track. The rest of them are absolutely amazing. A couple of the tracks. Like one of them, I think it was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Or no, Frosty the Snowman. It was used in Goodfellas by Martin Scorsese.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, that is big. Not the best, but the best, my favorite. Oh no, I'm just gonna say the best because it's objective.
the best Christmas song? Not on that album. What is the best Christmas song?
That's tough. I like a lot of Christmas songs. Give me a sec. Tell me what you think, and then I'll tell you. I'll have a chance to collect my thoughts here.
Well, the proper answer is Fairy Tale in New York by the Pogues.
Really?
No, it's fantastic.
Wouldn't have been in my top five.
I'm not sure. Maybe you don't know it. You do know it. I don't know if you know you know it.
Okay. All right. Sing me the first couple of chords or bars.
I will not.
Okay.
You have to. You'll to check it out.
I like. I don't even know who sings it, but I like. I like Let It Snow.
The original one, isn't that like Dean? Yeah. Martin? Not Dean Martin. I'm sure he did it. Bing Crosby.
Yes. That's who. It's Bing Crosby. Yeah. And that shows up on pretty much every. You know. Christmas essentials list. Mm-hmm. It's on there. But you know what one seems to be everywhere, and I'm not a fan, but my kids love it. Is the Mariah Carey one from that Love Actually movie,
which is my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, I like that movie as well. As much as it's a little bit cheesy in parts, I do really enjoy that Christmas movie. Whatever you know it.
Mm-hmm. All I want for Christmas is you and you and you and you.
Yeah.
No, love it.
What?
What's the worst song?
The worst song.
Mind, I'll tell you again. The correct answer is this is 100% objective, and it's a tie. It's a tie for the top spot of the worst Christmas songs.
Okay.
Both ex Beatles.
Both ex-Beatles.
John Lennon's So This Is Christmas, War Is Over.
Oh, yeah, yeah, hate it. Yeah. It's a bit weird.
Can't stand it. Wish it didn't exist. I blame Yoko. Okay. And then tied with Paul McCartney's That Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. Can't stand it.
Yeah, I don't like that one. I think I like that one even less.
It reminds me of somebody eating cereal.
Throwback to an episode that I didn't record.
That no one will ever hear about why I hate people eating cereal.
Yeah, it's okay. We went 10 minutes on it. That was that. I think people can just make the judgment in their mind.
Yes.
Cereal.
Yes, they can. So you had some questions.
I have some questions. Oh, let's just revisit favorite Christmas movie.
Okay.
Because I have kind of a new one now. Used to be Elf was my favorite.
Right.
Christmas movie, and now I'm kind of a big fan of Christmas with the Cranks.
I've heard of it. What is it?
It's a Tim Allen and
Sigourney Weaver. To think,
no, like her.
Like Sigourney Weaver?
She kind of looks like Sigourney Weaver. She's in the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, True Lies. She's the wife.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, Jamie Lee Curtis. So doesn't she kind of look like Sigourney Weaver?
She doesn't not look like her.
Yeah, so they're in a similar type anyways. Right. But yeah, no, it is. I'd never seen it until last year. I probably saw it after we recorded last year's Christmas episode. And is super funny, like super cheesy, funny Christmas movie. I suggest anybody check it out. My kids love it. There's nothing offensive for children. Dan Aykroyd's in it. He's funny. Mm-hmm. When I go back and watch Christmas Vacation, it does not hold up well for me. I know that's probably sacrilegious for a lot of people.
I fully agree with you, man.
I liked it as a kid, almost unwatchable now at this point. And the actual version, like the straight version, is in a lot of ways inappropriate for kids. There's some language and some scenes that, you know, for my 8-year-old, some questions come up. Anyways, way better movie, and it's shorter. I think it's only running time of around, you know, 95 minutes. Christmas with the Cranks, underappreciated in my opinion. Tim Allen, quite funny. There's some really good scenes in there. Some great Christmas hijinks.
I'm gonna look for that on the Netflix or the Amazon Prime.
And again, my kids like it as much or more than I do. So it does. It sort of fills all those good family get together movies.
The other suggestion that if you have not yet checked it out, this is airing on Christmas Eve, by the way, a day early. This was scheduled. Our normal schedule. This episode would come out on Christmas Day. But Merry Christmas, everybody. You're getting it a day early.
The special treat.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll make your Christmas. So you're not going to have time to watch all of it, the lead up. But one of my favorite Christmas movies is the 90-minute special of the BBC version of The Office.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's the wrap up, but you have to watch the previous 12 30-minute episodes in order to really appreciate the story.
And yeah.
So I do always suggest that. So even if you don't have time before Christmas and you got some time between Christmas and New Year's just kicking around, do yourself a favor, watch all 12 episodes. That's only 6 hours. You can do it. And then the 7.5 hour is the 90-minute special.
Right. Highly I think recommend. I've only ever seen it once, and I remember enjoying it. And same with the rest of that. Whatever it is, two seasons, whatever it is, of the BBC Office show. I think I've only ever seen each episode once, and I power watched it like that. So
do yourself a favor.
Yeah, watch it again.
Do it again. I've seen that. I bought the DVDs many, many years ago, and wore them out. The laser just burned through them. I love that show.
Okay. All right.
Speaking of, what were we speaking of? Oh, Christmas? No, Amazon Prime. Oh. No, not an ad. Remember I told you a couple episodes ago, I forget which episode it was on, I said, we have the Amazon Prime here, the video, right?
Okay.
So we have the movies, which I think you do too now, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, so there's no app on the Apple TV, and we watch everything.
Just popped up.
Oh, thank you for ruining my story.
Yeah, yesterday I had the same epiphany. I said to my wife,
"Yeah, but you know what?
It's
though,
on there.
However, you know why it showed up? Because they knew that the A Train over here bought one of those Fire Sticks for $25. So it's $25. I'm not going to cry about it. It's not like I blew my entire life savings on Bitcoin or something. But I dropped the $25 simply so we could watch Amazon Prime on our TV without having to stream it via the iPad."
Right.
And sure enough, 5 days later, I didn't even notice it at first. I just thought, well, why did all my apps get pushed over? Oh, that's why. What the?
Yeah, that sort of stings a bit. Okay, let me tell you how I noticed it, because it was in the Netflix spot. And it bumped Netflix over on my Apple TV. And this was last night. I went to watch something on Netflix. And I said to my wife, I'm like, hey. Because I used to have to go through the smart TV, like our TV has that smart option. If I want to watch Amazon, I have to go through the smart TV, which I didn't love because it means that my audio has to come out of my TV versus through the stereo the way everything else is set up. So I generally don't use it because of that. Anyways, cut to, I said to my wife, hey, Amazon's on there now. And you know what her response was? Yeah, I think it was always there. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure it wasn't. And she's like, yeah, I think it was just a different color, and that's what you're noticing. And then I gave up. I'm like, okay, I'm this discussion is going nowhere.
I would rather
nowhere.
You eat cereal right now. That is how annoying that is when someone like listen, who do you think you're talking to? I'm a human. Like, who wired the TV? Who wired all the audio? Her?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you did. No. You're the one who pays attention to those things.
Exactly.
And so I guarantee it is you. Who knows that? No, of course there was not. You know how I know? Because Al was doing this weird streaming thing and then bought the Fire Stick, which now is only good for I can stream my Amazon photos to the TV.
Right.
Which I basically have all my photos that I've taken that like I have them all saved as, whatever on the Amazon photos thing. And that you can easily stream your things. You can easily just look at your pictures on the TV. That's all it's good for now.
Are you still going to use the stick just because you're mad?
No, because like you, it changes the audio game.
Right.
And not tremendously, but enough where it all comes out of the same speaker still, the way I have it wired. But in order to make that happen, there is now an analog bridge before it comes out. And so thus... I probably can't tell. My wife probably can't tell. I don't know. But the Apple TV is a full-on digital audio, which in my head means I can actually hear the voices without having to ride the levels because the explosions are too loud.
Right.
I don't know if that's true or not, but it feels true, and that's the age we live in. So I'm going to go with that.
Gotcha.
So no, I will use the Apple TV, Amazon Prime. But thank you very much, Amazon.
Yeah, they were listening to you.
They were. Oh yeah, they knew. They're like, all right, we'll get them.
Hey, I got one little Amazon quip here. Even though people are going to get this on Christmas Eve, and there's no way they're going to buy this until maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought, and I happen to be at Canadian Tire, so I didn't buy it on Amazon. But I
how
saw
did you
that
happen you could, to be at Canadian Tire?
Happened to be at Canadian Tire because my daughter was at dance, and I had to kill 40 minutes, and the dance
Tim Hortons
place
was too
is right.
Canadian.
Yeah, I was right. Her dance place is like 3 minute walk from Canadian Tire, so I went to Canadian Tire and just killed 45 minutes. But I found this little remote for your Christmas tree. Okay, it's, I got sold on the name. The name just was like, I'm buying this.
Okay,
it's called the Tremote.
Oh yeah,
so
okay, fair enough.
All it is a little smart plug, and I think like a lot of people, where their Christmas tree is plugged in is kind of in and around and behind stuff, and so basically turning on and off the Christmas tree, like it's a bit of a pain. It's a hassle. It's not just an easy open outlet where I can go and just unplug it. Mm-hmm. So I have to kind of, again, I have to navigate certain quarters that I don't enjoy doing. So the beauty of this is it's this little smart plug. You plug your tree into the smart plug and then into the outlet. And then it's a little remote that looks like it is a tiny little Christmas tree just with an off and on button. And it's got like, 50 feet of range. And all I do is push the little top button and the tree lights come on. And then I push it off and it goes off. Super simple. Love the heck out of it. Amazon sells it. It was like $20. And in all honesty, I kind of balked it. Like, do I really need this for $20? After having it kind of like the leather seats in your car and the trunk that goes up automatically, can never live without the Tremote now.
All right. Well, click through our site. I'm sure it's on sale on Boxing Day.
Yeah, you probably pick one up for half price. So Tremote, yeah. Get one. You will not be disappointed.
I'll get one, and then there'll be an app on the Apple TV the next day. Yeah, we figured out a way to do it. You can just click on it. Yeah. It's just, there you go. My wife was upset because her thing was, oh, great, another remote.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, like we have a stack of remotes, and I don't go for the all-in-one master remote or whatever you call it, universal remote, because those aren't good.
Yeah, sometimes they're a pain.
Yeah, unless it can run your Christmas tree and then definitely get one.
Yeah, it has to be shaped like a tree, though, too.
You got to get the dedicated one. All right, so you got a couple questions that I answered earlier that I think I'm ready to answer again.
Okay, better, though, this time.
Yeah, I'll try to make it good.
Okay.
I'll turn down the suck knob.
Okay, I have my first question.
Yeah.
My first question is there something about Christmas or the holidays, could be very specific or it could be, a little bit more general, whatever you feel in your heart that you dislike, that is sort of something that, you're not fond of regarding Christmas or the holidays?
Yeah, I don't like... As I said before,
all right.
I don't
pretend for a second that didn't happen and listeners don't know that. Okay. Okay.
Interesting. That's a good question, Adam. I had never thought of that before. Huh? What do I not like about Christmas? I don't, growing up especially, and even now, I don't like the sort of the massive buildup, all the pressure that is self-applied on right. making Christmas Christmas. And I remember feeling this even when I was younger, like when I was probably in my, late teens or something like that. Not necessarily that I would feel it, but I started to notice it on my parents or other people, and there's that mad rush to get everything done, and then you don't, and you don't quite, maybe you don't get everything you needed. They didn't have the right size in this shirt, or they didn't have a Nintendo or something like that. And then there's that kind of feeling at the end where it's just this, no matter what, we're done. Stores are closed on Christmas Eve, and now Christmas is Christmas. And even if you didn't get all the things that you wanted or set, the exact right food or whatever, it was still a good time.
Right.
And so I kind of learned, I hopefully learned, to pretty much avoid that sort of part of Christmas, to build up. I try to get, a couple things out of the way, but I don't make a big deal out of making it perfect.
Right.
What do you hate? I like yours better, which I honestly, I should have just stolen the second time through.
That would have been awesome, yeah.
And then you're out of luck. Oh, I can't tell that story, but I do like yours better.
Mine is the adults buying presents for other adults.
Oh, see, I love that.
I dislike this so much on so many different levels, and for anybody who has listened to past Christmas episodes, they've, I'm sure, heard me rant about this, and this is the main, in my mind, problem with Christmas is just waste. Just, to me, you know, it should be about spending time with friends and families and, like, you know, get together, play some games, have a drink, whatever it is that you know, you mutually enjoy with your friends and your family, do that. But this whole idea of buying things for each other at this point in our lives when we can all just afford to get what we want or what we need, it just seems pointless. And it's never do I think when I get a present that, oh, I didn't think this person cared about me, and now because they have purchased me this pair of socks or whatever, insert whatever it is,
yeah,
now I know. Now I know that they care. So it is strange and unnecessary.
But this is
so
on the one side of your family, right? This is your in-law side.
Yeah, my in-laws do this, and they do it in the version of a Secret Santa now, because I protested so much in the past about why are we getting, you know, everybody getting a present for everybody. Now the waste is times 10. So now I'm going to have to live with just the one person that I have to get a present for. But the sort of the cherry on top of the cake here is that our sundae, cherry on top of sundae. Could you put cherry on a Black Forest cake maybe?
Yes, certainly.
But yeah, the problem, what did I just got confused by a weird analogy that now I forgot what I was going to say.
You were going to say the
is that they give you a list. They actually give you a list and say, "Okay, buy me something off that list." So
you buy something off that list.
I get something for them because they told me specifically what to get.
No, don't do
and
it.
And so I refused last year, and I bought for my brother-in-law.
But
and,
last year worked out. Last year worked out quite well.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah.
What did
I got him a hockey jersey. He likes Wayne Gretzky, always has. And I got him an old kind of vintage Wayne Gretzky,
but now, hang on.
Conference All-Star shirt. Yeah, you remember, you wore it.
Yes,
yeah?
I did. The reason that you and I actually know each other is essentially because of your brother-in-law.
Yeah, he's the common thread. Yeah.
I was best man at his wedding. We go way back. I've known him for forever. So he's one of my best friends, and thus you'd come over to where I was staying in Vancouver. To record the Christmas special last year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, it's great. On the way, I'm buying him a used, like new, brand new. I said, it was in the package, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Buying him the Gretzky All-Star jersey. Off of Craigslist, though.
Yeah, totally got it off Craigslist.
So you met the guy, and my first instinct was, well, it's for, you know, for one of my best friends. What was my first instinct?
To put it on nude.
And?
Take a photo of it.
There you go. That was... That
to
happened.
Prove it. You have to prove it to him. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did. You graciously, because that's not the highlight of your day, snapping a nude photo of me wearing nothing but his future Christmas present. Yeah. But the plan was, you graciously did it, and so the plan was, you know, he would probably wear it around on Christmas Day, go play some drop-in hockey at the outdoor pond, wearing it.
Yeah.
And then later on that day, you'd show him the email I sent, hey man, Merry Christmas, and me wearing nothing but that jersey, which is kind of how it went.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing is that I knew... I had that jersey. I had no reason to tell you or show you that I had purchased this, but I brought this in from the car when I came to meet you at your place, specifically because I wanted to see if that's what you would have in mind when you saw it. And so great minds do think alike. Yes. In that case, is that I'm like, hey, this is Spence's present. What do you think?
But when I answered the door naked, you knew. I didn't even know you'd bought anything. I was like, hey, man, like, just in case, I'm ready to go.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. So, yeah. And he was not offended at all at the fact that you had it on. He thought it was pretty funny.
We go back a number of years. Not the first time that this kind of thing has happened.
No.
There's been a great deal of things. Well, if you look, yeah. Yeah, I need to check the statute of limitations before we talk about any other ones. Because it's a different environment in the world now.
Right.
This doesn't really go over. I'm sure I could get arrested for bullying. Although, to be fair, it was a two-way street.
Yeah.
Amongst all of us.
More sexual harassment than bullying, I think.
It's actually amongst the group of friends. That's why it's important to have like-minded friends, because there's no weak link in our group. This could be done to and by anybody in the group.
Right.
Which I appreciate. So it's more of a nine-way street.
Okay.
So it's all good. And I do appreciate the fact that, like, way back when we first met, when you kind of first came into the group, you sort of saw it right away and were not phased at all by this behavior.
No, I grew up playing hockey.
Yeah.
So
that was it. All right. Well, Adam's in. We're playing poker next week, Adam. You want to come? That was your audition, and it was a success.
Yeah. No, I'm not fazed by much, but
I think you're right to stand up and say, look, I don't want to do this anymore. I will get you something if I feel like getting you something. I will get you something. Like, we get my folks and Lena's folks and, like, my sister, and we get them. I make them a calendar of my kids every year for Christmas.
Right.
Because that's, like, to me, Christmas presents are you're getting somebody something that they would not or could not get for themselves.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree 100%.
And that's awesome. And they look forward to it. It doesn't really cost very much money. I went through, VistaPrint. For me, it's easy to order three of them on the VistaPrint Canadian site and just have them shipped to my sister's house, and then she'll distribute them amongst my folks. And then we get one for the in-laws here every year. And I decided, hey, why not? I actually managed to hit the sale this year, because last year I missed the sale.
Yeah,
and had to pay.
And
full
it's good.
Price.
It's like 50% or 60% off usually.
Oh, on the sale, it's ridiculously cheap. I found. I mean, in Germany, a little bit more taxes, etc. But I think it was around. And I got the big ones too. I didn't realize.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I had started down that path. I normally would have got just a regular size one, but I already started building it, and I was like, I'm not going to rebuild it for $4. Like, I'll just get the big one, right? So I think they're 11 or 12 euros shipped to the house, and then in Canada, like, $10 for the big ones.
It's under $10. Like,
well, with shipping, by the time you throw in shipping, I think was $5. Whatever it was, it kind of worked out to be around. I think it was around $10 or $11.
Okay,
and that's at 60% off.
Yeah. Here's the thing too about VistaPrint. This is again on a photography note, they seem to get it right all the time.
Not only that, but. And they're not a sponsor. I'm gonna try to talk to them in the new year and see if they'll offer our listeners some sort of a special deal. I'm not promising anything. I haven't spoken to them yet, but I'd like them to come on board since we love them so much. I ordered a couple calendars here on the German site.
Yeah,
that was no problem. Ordered three on the Canadian site, had them shipped to my sister's house. Made the order about 3 hours after I had hit click on the order. I had just chosen regular shipping because it was early enough that it was going to get there by Christmas. Three hours later, I realized, oh no, I actually need to get it there sooner. And so I went back on to click and say, can I upgrade the shipping? You know, I want to order the same things, just upgrade the shipping. Nope, you can't do that. So, well, that seems a little bit odd. I'd like to be able to just, hey, put different stamp on it, please.
Right.
Nope. No dice. What you have to do is you actually have to cancel that order, and they will credit your account, and then you reorder, and then that'll come off your new order. That money will come off your new price.
Right.
Because the new shipping is like $5 more.
Gotcha.
So I did it. I canceled it, reordered, and it didn't knock the money off. So I ordered it twice. Now I have 6 calendars going, some going to show up slightly earlier than the others.
Okay.
I thought, oh no, that's not what I wanted to do at all. Like, right. I did what they said. And so I immediately sent them an email and explained the situation. And I was probably the next morning I woke up. I don't know when it came, a couple hours later. But the next morning I woke up and found an email. Yep, caught the error, refunded your account, moving on.
Awesome.
Yeah. So rectified the mistake very quickly.
Hey, listen to this customer service. This is the one thing I'll say about Vistaprint is that I think it was last year I ordered my Christmas cards and then a bunch of stuff pops up like just any business these days. It's like, all right, well, you know, here's a whole bunch of other things with your pictures on it that you can buy as well, right? Like,
right.
So I had my Christmas cards and they come with envelopes. They're like, well, you can also get stamps for your or letter seals or whatever they were, little stickers that go on with also with this on. And there were a difference of, you know, for the Christmas cards, it was an extra $6 to get 25 of these little envelope seals. And I thought, oh, I'm going to just see what they look like. But the crop on it was slightly different. So it was, I think they were little circles or something. So it was a different crop than what my actual photo was. And so, and it was a picture of, you know, my two kids with Christmas hats and like hugging each other. And so it didn't preview it other than it was showing the way I'd cropped it and edited the photo. It just basically put on the stamp, which looked reasonable. So I hit order, and the next day I got an email from them saying, like, here's our customer number. Call this number. There's something with the cropping of the stamps that you might not like. And so anyways, I called them, and on the phone, they basically, you know, in front of my computer, they made all the adjustments that I wanted and talked about it in all of 5 minutes with an actual person.
Wow.
And then done, they appeared exactly how I was wanted. So they recognized that it might not be exactly the way I wanted it and called and set it up so I could talk to a person and fix it, and all done by the next day. So super awesome. That kind of customer service doesn't seem to exist anymore. So another positive experience with Vistaprint. So like I say, not even a sponsor,
yet.
But I love how the photos look. And when I go and get things printed, there's always cases where I just like, yeah, that's not quite the way it should look. Their calibration seems to be amazing. However, they're getting things right. Yeah.
Not to one up you, but when I phoned in to customer service, Phil Collins' daughter answered the phone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's helpful.
There's that. Yeah. She did. So. does not have an eye for photography though.
Okay.
So
well, that's really sort of not helpful then.
So I think the takeaway for you is that you need me to end this Secret Santa thing.
Yes.
Which
you talked to my mother-in-law.
I wish. Oh yeah. No. She. I know her quite well. I've stayed at their house. I'm now forgetting if we talked about it on this show or the one that we forgot to record. So I if I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry. But they were here. They were here in Germany in Stuttgart. I met them in Stuttgart a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And had I known that, I probably should have mentioned something that, hey, Adam wants out. Like you're killing independent Adam here.
I'm okay. This is my place to vent about this issue once a year, but I've made my peace with it.
Who did you draw
this year? Believe my sister-in-law, but here's the beauty of it, because my wife is fine with us continuing this whole ordeal,
and she likes it.
She knows how much I dislike it. Uh-huh. She just is like, yeah, no worries, I'll take care of your person. I'm like, great, done. Like, just that's how it's dealt with. Now last year I did get my brother-in-law the thing. Yeah,
your sister married or not married?
The married version.
Oh, either one. I think you're tough sledding either way.
My wife knows how to buy for them though, so if I draw one of them, it's just boom, wife's got it covered.
Okay.
And I'm not even really involved. I think she might have drawn
this cryptic talking is fascinating for the listener.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she I think she may be my father-in-law.
So she drew you. She drew you.
No, you can't. Like, you have to put it back if you get your spouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I
got another question for you. Let's hit the other question because it's more of a feel-good question.
Yeah.
And we haven't addressed it at all, which is, what's your favorite?
Christmas lights.
No, that's mom.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we already did this once.
Hey, this is how the comedians that do a 7 o'clock and a 9 o'clock must feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, just say the exact same things all over again.
That's how we should compare ourselves to comedians.
Well, good ones.
Good, obviously. Yeah, no, I always wondered that would be tough. I
would hate myself. Or musicians. Like, come on. What about a band that, you know, was popular in the 90s and took 10 years off and now they're just doing it all over again? Like, they never, like it's new material.
Yeah. I just can. Walking on the Sun or whatever it's called. Like, what are those guys doing now? They're not doing. No one listens to ska.
Ska.
I was trying to think of Sugar Ray. Yeah. Every morning. Play that but one.
Seriously, how much would you hate your life? Like, I mean, I know that for a lot of them, it's good money, but I don't think I could look myself in the mirror 20 years of just saying the same thing over and over again.
No, that would like, be...
At least the comedians every year come up with new material and then tour all over again.
Yes.
But they have to say those same things, like, what, 20,000 times before they start something new?
And I remember, well, two different parts of that. I was backstage in London when the guys from the Zombies were there, the big band in the 60s, and they went on to do other stuff. And the guy was saying, he's like, yeah, like we're not dying to play it, but people want to hear the old stuff.
Of course
they that's what they came for, and so we have to play it. And then I remember one time I was in the audience at a Brian Regan stand-up show in Vancouver like 10 years ago or something like that.
Okay.
And I've been a humongous Brian Regan fan since I saw him on Letterman the first time, like a long, long time ago. So he did a whole bunch, his whole set, like his whole, he did like an hour and a half or 2 hours, whatever he did, hour and a half, and he just killed. Like all new stuff, I had never heard any of it. And then, you know, he basically opens it up to the crowd, he starts talking to the crowd, and people just start shouting out bits. You know, dude, take luck. You know, all right. And then so he would just essentially do the bit, but no segues. And he thought that was funny that people were just yelling out, you know, I like eggs. And all right, I'll do the egg thing, you know. And so he I remember him saying, like, he appreciates it. He's like, it's really nice. Like, he doesn't want to just keep repeating it. But he is thankful that people do love it. Like, and they love it so much that they know his bits and want to hear them again.
Right.
So. Yeah. Unlike our listeners.
Just like us. No, I was going to say, just like us.
Yes. Yes. No, but you said, okay, what's your favorite part about Christmas?
Yeah, let's end this on a positive.
What was my answer? I forget what my answer was. It couldn't have been good.
You hate everything.
No, that's not true. I like Christmas.
I don't think I was listening.
No, I think I think how it went was you said you'll go first, and we got partway through your answer, and you realized you hadn't hit record.
Oh, so maybe, yeah, we hadn't even gotten to your answer. Do you have an answer? You've been thinking about it for 42 minutes now.
No, but I talked about, because you explained that you like the Christmas lights.
Yeah, spoiler alert, yeah. I like the lights.
You like the lights, yeah. And I appreciate them too. And what I liked about them is, what I like about doing that, because it's not a big thing here, but I hate the fact that it gets dark really early. In the wintertime. And so I kind of like that we can go to a place like Van Dusen Gardens and there's a collective Christmas feeling. Everyone's there. It feels like midnight. It's really 25 minutes after 5. But everybody's kind of walking around, for the most part, enjoying it. You know?
Yeah,
like
think so. Yeah.
Well, you say that. I mean, when I was a kid, we did those sorts of things as a family. I don't remember it being Van Dusen Gardens, but I have memories of going places and then, like, you know, my parents having a big blowout fight, and so that would be what my memory was. Wouldn't be the lights so much, would be the big scrap that they had,
right?
You know, and then I remember one time you must have taken the kids down to like the Pan Pacific, the with this like the Canada Place, the sales.
We have. We've been there.
So yeah. They used to have, I don't know if they still do that, they used to have like a Christmas tree contest or something.
Well, they moved it inside now. It's in the, it's inside in one of the hotels. We've taken them a bunch of times.
It was in, okay, it was inside when I was there, but it was in the conference hall, like in the big giant convention place, whatever it is. But the point being, I remember three things from that. We went as a family. I was probably like 13 or something like that. And I remember being bored out of my mind. Like when you're 13, you don't want to see decorated Christmas trees.
No.
You know, unless it's decorated with boobies or something, then forget it, right? And so I remember that. I remember it being about 45 degrees Celsius in there. And that's always the big move is, like, you know, you get all dressed up in your winter clothes, get down there, and then it's 1,000 degrees inside.
Right.
And I remember driving home. I remember my mom being upset that I was bored. But we're driving home, and it was lightly snowing, just like a wonderful kind of an evening. But I'm sure there was some tension. And then we're coming – we're driving back home over the and this is pretty close to Christmas. And so we're driving back home over the Granville Street Bridge, and it's light snow. The city kind of looks amazing. And we get just about to the crest, just at the crest of the other thing – and bam, the transmission blows in my dad's 78 Ford Granada.
This is Alan's favorite part of Christmas.
Yeah, this right is here. It. So it blew. Yeah. So I guess we somehow got, we were going southbound on the Granville Street Bridge, and so we somehow got to the top, and my dad was able to kind of put it in, I guess, neutral, or just nothing. There was no transmission, and glide down as far as he could, but then we couldn't get all the way off. He couldn't steer and get off the bridge. So we kind of basically pulled it into the median. Like when you come down, you can either go left down Granville Street or go down, I guess, Fir.
Okay.
You know, and there's a big median right in the middle of the bridge. So he just parked it there. And this is pre-cell phone. And so he had to hoof it off the bridge while we sat there, I guess. And then he went and got a payphone, had to phone a tow truck. But what do you do with us? And so he phoned his cousin, who came and he drove us home. And then my dad, you know, had to get the car towed home. Which back then, like, he probably spent more on the tow than he did on Christmas, right? And then now we have our cars messed up, and so he ended up my dad is very, very handy. And so, like, you know, whatever you need him to do, he can do. So he ended up rebuilding the transmission himself. But that was his Boxing Day, was probably probably Christmas Eve Day. It would have been a couple days before Christmas. So he would have spent the 2 days leading up to Christmas out in the garage in the sub-zero temperature rebuilding the transmission in a 78 Ford Granada.
Great.
Merry Christmas, everybody. That was what I like about the Christmas lights.
Okay. All right. No, I think that's awesome. I think that's a good note to close on.
Well, either way, we're gonna.
Yeah. Awesome. I like Christmas lights, everybody. They make me happy.
If you're still listening at this point, obviously every year we take this opportunity to say, you know, hey, thanks for listening. Glad you found us. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.